Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
What a night it promised to be, and then it fell apart right at the death. Celtic fans, you were one up in the Allianz, played ever so well, scored through Nicholas Kuhn, took it to 94 minutes. Heading to extra time, of course, thereafter, and then a sucker punch. Bayern Munich score right at the end to secure a 1-1 draw, take them through 3-2 on aggregate. Give us a call right now. We said we would stay on late no matter what happened. We very much are. I think this would qualify as late. We're on until 11 o'clock tonight. So 0141 951 1025. Give us a call right now. What do you think will be the overriding feeling from the Celtic fans?
I think they'll be proud. They have to be proud. There's no doubt about it. That the fans that, you know, managed to travel across to Germany and get tickets, the fans who watched at home, there is no way that they could have watched that Celtic team and saw the way that they performed and not be proud of them. They'll be gutted for them also. You know, because they deserve to at least see extra time, the way they went and attacked this game of football. But, you know, I've just said it there on kind of on social media. Celtic have done Scottish football proud today. They really, really have, because far too many times that, you know, people look down upon our game, and the German fans have done the same. You know, Bayern Munich fans have looked at it and said, "Oh, we've drawn Celtic, a Scottish team, will go on to beat them comfortably," and they've done anything but that. Those Bayern Munich players, I know they've been in the game today.
I agree with Marv, a bit of a mixed bag about the feelings. I think that you can look at the Celtic players, every one of them, to a man, were brilliant tonight. The effort, commitment, everything about them. And obviously disappointed. They deserved, let's not be kidded here, they deserved to go to extra time. Really did.
Let's bring Barry in, who's a Celtic fan. Barry, how tough was that to take? How are you feeling?
Oh, mate, devastated. I was settling in for extra time there. It was, but do you know what, immense pride, the strides that Brendan's took in Europe this season. Yeah, we took a bloody nose for Borussia Dortmund, but we learned from it. You've got Atalanta, a defensive performance, you've got another defensive performance away, you took on the mighty Bayern Munich tonight, you stood up to them, you went toe-to-toe with them. You could have been three up. I don't think that's an exaggeration. You could have been three up in the first half. And that's the difference at this level. I'm a Kyogo man. I think if the wee man was there, he might have nicked one. But it's all about pride, and it's all about the strides that Brendan's took us this season. Sets us up for going forward, and a few tweaks here and there, maybe a better bench. Again, we might look back to the January window, we might have strengthened more. Bayern Munich are bringing on World Cup winners, world-class players, wingers, etc. And I just think we just lacked that wee finishing touch. But no, it's all about pride, and it's all about, taking it to next season and learning from it and getting better.
Is it just that, you know, you said you're devastated, that the kind of hope that kills you sort of thing? Because I know for sure you'd have taken
Gordon.
No, is that, you know, because you would have taken a 1-0 draw for sure. Dare I say it, Barry, I think deep down maybe Celtic fans would even have taken, let's take an example, right? You go there and put in a plucky performance, Bayern score in like the 50th minute, you go out, you're probably still quite proud of the efforts, but it was just so close, wasn't it?
Gordon, yeah, I'll be honest with you, right? If you'd say to me, do you know what, stamp the boys' passport at Glasgow Airport, wear one each and don't go. I would have took it. But in the circumstances, you can't sugarcoat. You know what? It was a sickener, and it was galling, and it was all the, you know, all the adjectives that you can say. You know, disappointing and gut wrenching, and for it to end the way it ended. However, you've got to look at the bigger picture there, Gordon. There's clearly been improvement. There's clearly been a maturity there. I'm watching Callum just now. I can't hear what he's saying, but can't believe I'd picked a dazzler or Callum McGregor. But but do you know, I could sit here and I could be that guy that says, oh, this, that, and the next thing, and oh, if Carter Vickers had just tried to clear it the other way. You've got another world class performance with Kasper Schmeichel there. I genuinely was setting a can aside for extra time there, Gordon. I thought, you know what, I won't need any extra tonight. But no, you're right in what you say. Would I have took a one each? Of course I would. It's you know, a valiant effort and all the patronising nonsense that you're going to hear. But the way it's unfolded, I think they deserve more, and I think the guys can be immensely proud, genuinely immensely proud. I thought Callum McGregor was the best player on the pitch. I thought Hatate ran his legs off. There's a maturity in Engels. He's the number 8 for Belgium. So if he's passing the ball to Kevin De Bruyne 1 week and Callum McGregor the next week, that's the things you've got to look forward to. I thought Maeda was outstanding. That there's a basis there for next season, and I think we're genuinely two players away from the next step, which is the next stage in Europe's elite competition. But I totally, gutted, Gordon, totally gutted, man.
I can hear it. But the crazy thing is, Gordon, again, there would be ways of doing it. You'd take it, you know, if you kind of scraped the 1-1. Celtic were really good for that. You know, Celtic had a lot of clear cut chances. It was actually a surprise that it took them so long to go in front based on the chances that they had, which is not something we thought we would see heading into this one tonight.
I thought for long spells of the game, Celtic looked comfortable tonight. I thought when they're in possession, they looked really comfortable on the ball. Everyone wanted to come and get it. Everyone played their part. I know Barry was mentioning a few players there, and I can't disagree, because I think every Celtic player must be proud of their performance. I think everybody played their part. Even the subs coming on working hard, that's a hard shift. And to lose out on the night rather than go to extra time, and it is a sort of a, they described it as bundled the ball over the line. Mm-hmm. For me, that was the only way Bayern Munich, or a piece of brilliance from Sané in the left-hand side. It was the only reason I thought that Bayern Munich were going to score, because they didn't offer a lot, and that was all down to Celtic. Do you know, I look at the picture overall, and we talk about the tiredness of Celtic. Maybe Brendan Rodgers will look and think, have I got the real depth in squad? Because what did they use tonight? Two substitutes? Yang and Ida?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only two.
Two.
Look at what they brought on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that might be something for Brendan to sit back and look at and say, right, okay, domestically, this squad and these substitutions are easily good enough to put on the pitch. But when you come to places like this, I've got to depend on, you know, 90% of the guys. He made two substitutions tonight. But listen, forget that and forget everything about it. It was a terrific performance from Celtic, and they'll feel a bit aggrieved that they couldn't at least get to extra time tonight.
Thank you to Barry on the line. Barry was in Wishaw to kick us off. Thomas is Maryhill. How do you feel, Thomas?
Just proud of the boys in their performance tonight. I've kind of felt that we've done the main thing this season, get by the group phase, and we all know how hard that is, as it is. And then, you know, before a ball was kicked in this tie, you see Bayern Munich, you know the quality they've got, and to take them as close to what we have managed to take them just shows, I think, how long that team's came. I just kind of feel like over the weeks, domestically, and we've had, you know, a lot of fans criticising guys like Engels some weeks and Hatate some weeks. I thought they too were brilliant tonight. I closed both legs, actually. I'd say Engels was superb in both games. And I think as well, the night especially, I Alistair Johnston, I think he was like a man possessed at times doing that side, but he wasn't letting a lot get by. And I feel for a guy like Schlupp that's come in, but you talk about a guy that's maybe no kicked a lot of, you know, football this season for the start. He came in and I thought he was absolutely superb with what he had to handle. And then for spells in the second half, he had to put up, you know, just Elise, but Sane doing that side as well. And I mean, if he can play like that up to the end of the season, I'm happy for Greg to like walk at the door and let Schlupp walk right in. He'll be a suitable candidate there with Kieran Tierney next season. Couldn't be any more prouder than what I've seen the other night. We've done well.
Thomas picks out a few names. Any that you want to elaborate on?
Yeah, listen, I think the two centre-halves are brilliant, but Alistair Johnston for me, you know, some of his tackling and his, you know, last like legging and blocking things, I thought he was absolutely brilliant. But, you know, I'm a massive Atate fan, and I just think today he showed that he is of the levels. Him and Engels, to be fair, and Callum McGregor, they're all brilliant in there. I mean, every single player could go through them, but Atate, for me, I really, really enjoy watching him play. Him and Callum McGregor in the centre of the park were top-notch for Celtic today.
Can't disagree. I thought Ingles' first half was probably the standout for me. But the captain led by example. Yeah, you know, brilliant. The amount of times he had to get into positions to cover the danger. You just look at it and you wonder when they analyse the game. Yeah, I was watching the goal back there, Gordon. I don't know who's picking up the runner. It comes in between Trusty and Carter Vickers. To be fair, you've got to give credit to him. It's a great run, great ball in. Schmeichel does his part. Then they get the wee bit of luck that probably, in my opinion, they don't deserve. I thought everyone... I don't think you can really pinpoint one or two players. I think as a team, the way they were organised, the way they worked hard for each other, the way they got back into their shape, the composure on the ball at times was very good. How many would you have said that Celtic were capable of going over there and creating the chances and they created and the way they achieved it?
That's the biggest thing for me though, Gordon. Yeah. Like the evolution, like for any Celtic fan that don't think they've come a long way, watch the Dortmund game and then watch this game right after it and realise the time, you know, the amount of games they've played in Europe between them. The evolution of this team has been unbelievable. And Thomas spoke about it there, you know, how far they've come and how proud they are. It was like chalk and cheese. And I don't care. They definitely learned from that Dortmund game. I know Brendan Rodgers said he didn't change anything. They did. They set up totally differently today as they did against Borussia Dortmund. And they were fantastic today. You know, everyone, no matter who you support, you have to admit that Celtic deserves extra time today and they were just so unlucky at the
just
end.
Just out of curiosity, Thomas, how did you think Celtic would fare tonight? And I know you would have hoped for the best and so on, but did you think it could be a real difficult night? Was it a pleasant surprise, or did you actually expect that they could go and put in the type of performance that they did?
See, to be honest with you, Gordon, when you think back earlier years in the Champions League away from home, when Celtic's played teams like Barcelona, PSG, even Dortmund this year as well, we've took some right hidings in Europe. And like even Marvin said there, since the Dortmund game, the team's just evolved through the competition. And even the night, I even felt like, even I think Gordon was saying not that long ago there, that even just the way they were just knocking about the ball at times, and it was almost as if when they got their head up, they, you know, they were just passing. I felt like Bayern, to be honest, that came at the back, you know, the Parkhead game, they didn't press quite the same, I felt, the night as what they did at Parkhead, because I felt like it was harder for Celtic to play at the back in the first game, but whereas the night, they kind of seemed to have gave us more time in the ball, and I felt like at times they kind of let us dictate a wee bit of tempo, and they were just unlucky the night at the end of the day. And I think when you come against these more, like, even more elite teams, you know, like, say, your Bayern Munich, etc., that to come away for this game feeling like hard done by, maybe unlucky in the end, rude chances, maybe. I don't think we can grumble in the end.
Well, it's great timing because we've just watched the missed chances back. They don't get any better, Gordon. They're proper. Just in case anyone's listening thinks we maybe are caught up in the hype and the excitement early on in the game, those were proper chances.
Yeah, and Celtic carved them out brilliantly. Wasn't lucky chances. They played it. They worked it. They get into good positions, good quality. They'll be a bit disappointed they didn't take one, especially in the first half. See, the biggest compliment tonight I can give Celtic is, everybody talks about this Bayern Munich team and how they've got world-class players and the money they spend and everything. They weren't a great gap there for me tonight. I didn't look at Bayern Munich team that totally outplayed Celtic. Celtic burst up the park and scored a goal. Didn't see that at all. I totally agree with everybody. I think Celtic, when they analyse this game, are very unfortunate not to be playing extra time just now.
I think, Thomas was talking about the overall effort, Marvin, and the progression and so on, and you were talking about it, is you have to just get both bits right. I know that sounds really obvious, but I keep going back to that analogy we use about when we've got an underdog sort of thing in our league and when a team goes to Celtic Park. Both are really difficult because you need to be so disciplined to sit behind the ball. People act like it's easy, but then when you get it, you can only do that if you then carry a threat when you get it. And clearly, Celtic really struck that balance, didn't they?
Yeah, listen, they had it perfect for me. They really, really did. Because like you said, it's easy to sit behind the ball, but they sat behind the ball when the time's right to do so. As soon as there's a negative pass from Bayern Munich, then they then press, whether it's Hatate, Maeda, whoever else is leading it. And the third part of that, Gordon, like you said, is then on the ball. So there's almost three parts to it that they have to get right. And they got them all three parts of those right tonight against Bayern Munich. And they're just so unlucky, as we keep on saying, to not make extra time. But Brendan Rodgers will be delighted with his players. He really, really will. And I know, you know, what Gordon's saying there, when they do look back at this game and say to them, boys, we had the chances as well. You know, we are not far away from... They beat them, probably one of the favourites for the competition, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, Thomas, we kind of wondered at the time, the missed chances in the first half. That's now a difficult one, is it? Because Celtic did go on to score. Is it more about just that fine margin at the end? Is there much you can do about that? Is there anyone in particular you think didn't step up in that moment?
It's just one of these things, Gordon. It's just, I think at this level, you need to take the chances. And just like you were talking about in the league, it's just like when, I don't know, maybe one of the teams near the bottom of the league, they against the Celtic Rangers, like they need to take their chances in the same way, and it's no different. And it's just overall, it's just one of the nights, you know. It's, I think they can look back and they take plenty of positives. And you know, I think, you know, we dust ourselves back down, we get into the domestic stuff, and we bring home the treble this season. That's what we look forward to now.
I was thinking of Thomas, one of his initial points about really being impressed by Jeffrey Schlupp tonight. What did you make of him, Marvin? Because there was a lot of debate. You were, what was the word, amazed?
Yeah,
that he was given astonished to start the game.
Yeah, and listen, I thought he did well. I thought there was definitely at times in the game, especially in the first half, where I think him and Jota were targeted down that side. But listen, Bayern Munich are going to get in some way, you know, and I think they did that. But I think as the game went on, he grew in terms of his stature and he started to get a little bit better. Then he looked a little bit tired, but then he almost found that second win. So, listen, I don't think he's done his kind of reputation any harm at all. If anything, he's enhanced it. And it was difficult to leave Greg Taylor out, I imagine, for Brendan Rodgers today. But Jeffrey Schlupp's, know he's played a game today. That had been a tough, tough 90-odd minutes for him. But as I said, you know, I think as the game went on, he got stronger and stronger for them.
I've no idea what the big picture looks like here in Tierney, Gordon. That's happening. Thomas is saying, I've seen enough. Get Jeffrey Schlupp as well. And, you know, have him in there. Actually, I'm not 100% sure of his contract situation. But I don't know, is it that's part of the plan, or is it just is he a stopgap?
On his performance tonight, I totally agree. I looked at Bayern, they targeted down that side, especially in the first half. But give him credit, right? Mar's right. He grew into the game for me. And instead of...
I think he's out of contract, actually.
Right, at one point, he really looked tired. Then all of a sudden, Sané comes on and you're thinking, oh my goodness, the guy must have been going, what sort of night am I going to have? But he stuck to his task. I tell you, I think the Celtic fans will look at him and be very, very happy. I keep saying Greg Taylor does get a little bit of unfair stick in my opinion, but tonight I think Brendan Rodgers got it spot on.
See the kind of outcome, Thomas, when you're happy to get to this stage, you get a big team, but a battering kind of undoes a lot of the hard work, doesn't it? Do you feel like Celtic... we should never celebrate going out or anything like that, but you feel like they've done all they can do in the sense of showing that they can compete, or at least showing that they've learned and that they're progressing.
I think as we all know, Gordon, when it comes to like any of the Scottish sides playing in European football, you know, mostly for down south, they kind of look down towards us, and I think the night we would have probably got quite a lot of respect for, you know, probably fellow pundits. It's probably looked at what we have done this season. And the crazy thing is, I think it was one of the other callers said, thinking we're only a couple of players away from going up a notch. That's only depending on who stays as well. Like, if we don't sell off another talent like we have been doing every other year and kind of, you know, replacing it with somebody else. I think maybe a couple of players might just be what it is. But I just wanted to kind of quickly mention the Greg Taylor thing, what I was elaborating on. Mm. To me, at this stage of the season, and I know we're only, you know, February, going into March, there's no quite long of the season left. And for me, if he's not signing a contract at this point, although obviously I don't know what your situation is and obviously the negotiations and all that, but I would probably think that that's no happening. Because for me, if he was staying, he would have signed by now. And I think with the whole Tierney thing coming in, and probably he looks at himself maybe not playing much next season because of Tierney. I think, you know, if you know, if Schlupp's there, he, I think he might have muttered there that he's possibly going out of contract at the end of the season as well. I think it's a no-brainer to get him in. And I know he's probably on a higher wage, but if he's got a chance to get him there for maybe a year or two, you know, he won a few trophies at the tail end of his career, why not? And hopefully he sees it that way as well. I'd take him in the ball. I don't think it would be a big issue whatsoever.
Yeah, I think that's definitely doable, Thomas. Like you said, if Greg Taylor's to leave the football club, Kieran Tierney, we already know, is coming into Celtic. I think Jeffrey Schlupp would be one that can come in as well. And the thing is, he can play in, you know, different positions as well. Yes, he played centre midfield at times at Crystal Palace, but he can play left wing. He came in as an attacking player as well. So it gives you that kind of extra dimension, especially, you know, domestically. He'd be more than comfortable in playing in those positions. So, yeah, I could see that, you know, happening. It's probably one of those things that Brendan said, come up, we'll have a look at you, you'll have a look at us. And I always say it, you know, I was a man coming up from England. He would never have realised the size of Celtic Football Club. There's no doubt about it. So everything he would have seen today would have impressed him. Yes, he's played in the Premier League at Crystal Palace, but Celtic are a massive football club, and it'd be one that I think, as a player, like you said there, tail end of your career, come up, win some medals, and, you know, then you can retire happy.
Okay, thank you very much to Thomas. How are you all feeling? I think the first caller said devastated was the word. How would you feel now looking back on it? Celtic fans, give us a shout, 0141 951 1025. We'll speak to you next.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
We're going strong here until 11 o'clock. Looking back on late disappointment for Celtic in Munich. One of the first callers said devastated. Couldn't believe how close they'd come. How do you feel, Thomas?
Absolutely gutted. I'd already decided. I thought we were going to go to penalties. I really did. But I think we've learned in Europe, definitely this year, for other years. I think we're only a couple of players away from being really going through in this.
I think it's so difficult to tell, right? Because Celtic did really well tonight. Let's not take anything away from it. You still, Celtic could add it. Like, it's not that simple as to say if Celtic were two players better off, they beat Bayern Munich. Maybe they do tonight, but still maybe not the next time, because they're still Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
And the next time the Champions League comes round, you might get a real stinker of a draw. It might be a lot harder than it was this time. So Celtic, I think Brendan Rodgers will take the positives for sure and believe that they've made strides in the competition without sort of...
Do you know what I think's helped Celtic this season is the new format.
Well, of course
I think it's been excellent for them. And I've got to say, I totally agree. I think if you're a Celtic fan tonight, you're coming out of that with a lot of positives. You've lost a tie, but there's a lot there to take on board. You couldn't ask any more from your players. Mm-hmm. I think everyone gave what they had to give. I think tactically, team selection, everything, I think the manager got that spot on. It came down to that little bit of... Look, you can argue Celtic got the little bit of luck at the goal with Kuhn, but I think they deserved that. Bayern Munich got the little bit of luck at their goal at the end, and I've got to be honest, I don't think they really deserved that as much as Celtic.
I mean, I know what you mean, and I think it's a great effort, but I also don't think you can grudge... If we just take a calm, balanced approach at possession and chances created... I don't think you can grudge Bayern like a draw in the match. Like, let's not get too far with it.
No, no, I know what you're saying, but I think we bummed Bayern up quite rightly so, because I watched them at Celtic Park and I thought first half they were excellent. I really did. But tonight, I didn't see that big gap that I was expecting.
Totally. And by the way, to almost go back on what I said there, Marvin, I think once you get that close, you kind of do deserve to win it, if that makes sense. Or you can certainly make a case that you've done your bit and you've, you know, it's, I don't think, put it this way, had Celtic held on and won, I don't think on Munich FM tonight the fans would phone in and say, ah, we deserved something there.
No, definitely not. Like you said, you know, Celtic were going there as the underdog, so they had to buy their luck at times, and we spoke about that before. So in terms of the way the game panned out, you know, yes, you know, can we begrudge Bayern Munich an equaliser? Maybe not on the balance of play, but no one would have said that Celtic didn't deserve to, you know, go through in that game, because their game plan worked, you know, perfectly up until the 94th minute when they were unlucky with the goal that they conceded. Yes, you have to ride your luck in terms of the way, you know, when you're defending, but also got a bit lucky at the other end. That's just part and parcel of it. People go to Celtic Park every other weekend hoping for all of those things to happen. So, yeah, listen, it's one of those, again, Bayern Munich are such a strong team. You look at the players they're bringing off the bench, and, you know, it's such a tough, tough night for Celtic. But as I said, they stood up to absolutely everything. And I feel for Carter Vickers, because, you know, being a defender in that position, you are clearing that ball 100 times out of 100 that way. And Davis is just so quick across the ground. He manages to get a block and it ends up in the back of the net. But a lot of positives to take. Although those players will be hurting right now, and rightfully so, there's a lot of positives.
Who impressed you, Thomas?
No, the whole team played their part. Usually you'll get a few of the players off par, but I thought every one of them, you couldn't fault any one of them. But I'll tell you, does the panel think we've moved forward this year in the Champions League? Obviously the format's outstanding for Scottish teams to move forward in this.
Yeah, I do think the format's helped, but you've got to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Have they moved on? Yeah, well, in the evidence tonight, they certainly have. Where I would probably look at Celtic and think, right, okay, if they've got to take the next step, I think their bench has to be stronger. I think that was shown tonight. I know Bernardo was missing. He's a big player for them. Whether he starts or he'll come off the bench, give them that little bit of extra quality in the middle of the park when people were tired. I just think Celtic lacked that a little bit tonight.
And also, going back to the Kyogo thing, they are still a striker short. It's not really hampering them massively, because we're talking about, look how well they've done against Bayern Munich. They're certainly not struggling domestically. But if you're talking about the strength of the bench, if you're talking about that size of the squad and trying to be at your optimum, they're still a striker short then, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that's what's missing, isn't it? Maybe
somebody left
forward.
And another one didn't come in. So
yeah. But then you could say that they got Jota, didn't they? So, but yeah, listen, I think Brendan Rodgers, he spoke about wanting a striker. They'll get one in the summer. But I think Thomas beforehand has said that they need to keep hold of these players as well. It's about adding to this group, and then hopefully they can go one better. But in terms of, you know, Thomas there just starts, have the team gone forward 100%. You know, forget about the format. You have to beat the teams that are put in front of you, and you did that. You know, you got the results to allow you to get to this stage, and then you've done ever so well. So as I said, look at the Borussia Dortmund game and how far that team have came to tonight. You know, it's been a breathtaking turnaround, because let's be honest, every single person feared for Celtic after watching them against Borussia Dortmund.
Thanks to Thomas and Cumbernauld. What about James in the north of the city? How's it going, James?
All right.
Just all right. What was it?
Just all right.
It was going to be really good at one point though, wasn't it?
I thought we made one mistake tonight, Brendan.
Right.
Actually, Jota instead of Eder.
I don't know how you can say that, right? And I'll tell you the reason. Well, okay. And the evidence. Do you not think Celtic should have scored in the first half tonight?
I think that Eder would have scored one. He might have just two chances in the box.
But he has
to.
No,
I would have started with Maeda. Don't worry, I would have put Maeda in the city of Jota. Played him very much, because he would have ran them ragged. They wouldn't know what to, they don't know what to do with.
But Jota created one of the chances for Kuhn.
No, you're not the only one, but he doesn't track back as much as Maeda does he? He doesn't do the same work rate.
That didn't really cost Celtic, though, did it?
The whole team I thought was right. We were talking about it the other day, and I went, everybody bar Jota, because I think Sloop's a better defender than Taylor. Taylor was brought up as a midfielder, don't forget. He's not a defender. And you can see he's no defender. Because in most big games that we play, Europe, Old Firm games, Cup games, everybody targets our left back position.
James, I would have gone with.
He can't jump on one either. He can't be physically with anybody. He's great running forward and passing the ball. That's his whack.
I would have gone with the forward lineup that you said there, but I can't watch that game, you know, after 94 minutes and say that Brendan Rodgers got anything wrong. Although I said Ida should have started, I think the way that Celtic played today, that there is no negative, there is no Brendan Rodgers got anything wrong. That for me, you can't come away, play against Bayern Munich away from home, draw 1-1, and say, do you know what, the manager got something wrong today. It just doesn't wash with me. And as I said, I was with you at the start of the game. I was surprised that Adam Ida didn't start. I thought he would have started. I would have played Maeda down the left. But having watched that game, you know, I can't sit here and then say, do you know what, Brendan Rodgers got that one wrong for me, because he definitely didn't. His team have taken a Bayern Munich team that costs hundreds of millions of pounds, players that have paid ridiculous wages, and they've taken them all the way tonight. So there's nothing but positives for me towards Celtic tonight.
Seen there any negatives? I'm just saying that's the only thing that was wrong.
Yeah, it's a negative.
Everybody played well. They all did play well. But I think if Maeda was playing on his left side and Ida through the middle, he would have scored the goal in the first half.
But then at the same time, Celtic conceded.
I think it was too early for Jota to be brought on the European stage.
I get that,
next
to be
season,
fair.
Yes, without a doubt.
But Celtic conceded when it went to the bit. At that point, it was the shape that James wanted.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think James is definitely wrong, because how could we prove it? But at the same time, you never prove that it's right. Like, you can lose or draw games of football. It doesn't always mean the lineup was wrong. It just doesn't. But I know that's what we'll, you know.
It just means expensive players have came on and done. This guy's on the bench, by the way. I'm not sure how much money he's worth. One of the most expensive left backs.
And he's a brilliant
in the
player.
World. Exactly. He's just fantastic player.
You just don't, you know, like. James wants to take that isolated moment where a chance falls to Maeda, swap him out, put Ida in, and say that Ida takes that, fine. But you'll never know how the overall balance of all that play would have been.
Yeah.
So
would have been affected. And it's once they make the change that it, you know, Maeda comes in, gets the, helps make the goal at that point. There's too many sliding doors moments within a game to 100%. Know that
Brendan Rodgers never got one thing wrong tonight. You get starting 11 right. He made his substitutions. Look, he's been outdone,
because Ida was quiet when he came on.
Yeah. He's been outdone by what you would call a little bit of luck from Bayern Munich, but a great bit of awareness from there. You've got to give him credit. If Celtic's fullback had done that, you'd be, you know, shouting from the heavens. But I've got to say, I thought Brendan Rodgers, I could not criticise him. I thought he got everything. I think the only problem was, I don't think he had enough in the bet, because Celtic, especially in the middle of the park for me, these guys done a lot of work tonight, a lot of work. And I think one or two in the middle of the park to come on, freshen that up, maybe.
Was this hard to see coming, James, when you think back to Dortmund as an example? Is that kind of shows the progress?
I agree with that totally. Don't worry about it. I know there's a big difference. I'm not many starts. Don't get me going on about Dortmund, right?
Sorry.
But I just think Jota would have been ideal coming on when Ida came on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have kept Ida on for the first hour to give him a chance to score a goal, because his confidence is riding high, isn't it, for scoring a goal. And don't forget, when he's come on the park, he's only on the park 5 minutes, and he's the one that's harassed the player to cause the goal for Kuhn. He's the one that's put the ball through to Maeda. Maeda's passed the ball through to Kuhn, that's a goal through their harassment.
Yeah.
Through Jota didn't work hard enough in these competitions. No, they knew. It's too early for him yet. He's not up to my. I don't think he's up to European standard yet. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Nothing else.
And that's the thing. Yeah, to be fair, I don't think James is definitely wrong.
No.
As in the way the game went, though, when Jota, who isn't physical enough or not tracking back enough or whatever, James,
they were 1-1 nil.
Celtic didn't concede.
Yeah.
During that time.
No, I know.
That doesn't mean you're wrong, James. But it feels like. It feels like small in the balance of things. You know, as an example, if Bayern go 1-0 up and it comes down Jota's side, then fair enough. But you know, James said about if he was teams target Greg Taylor, maybe they do. I actually thought Bayern tried to target Jeffrey Schlupp.
No, he
did stand up to it very well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He definitely did. As we said, he grew into the game, because, you know, first maybe 3 or 4 minutes, they got down that side a couple of times. And then, you know, in the second half as well, it happened. But he definitely grew into the game. When you're playing against players at this level, at times, they are going to get in behind you. They are going to play balls. You can't be perfect. It's impossible, you know. So it's one of those things. They did target Celtic's left-hand side. But listen, I get what James is saying in terms of Joy. Is he fully match fit? No. But Brendan Rodgers clearly thought he had enough in his legs to give him, you know, 60 minutes or whatever he ended up doing. And listen, I think he did well going forward. It's just difficult going, you know, as I said, Claypool are constantly running forward. As a winger, that's the last thing you want to do is be running back.
Yeah, it's a difficult... Look, I'm waiting for a phone call tonight saying if we hadn't sold Kyogo, we'd have been through. You can't look at football like that. Brendan Rodgers, for me, in my opinion, put out the best team, the best starting 11. He was so near to pulling off a great result, as in going to extra time. Anything can happen. Could have got two penalties. Could have went and won it. You know, so to sort of nitpick on, well, either might have scored a chance, or Maeda might have done this in the left wing, or if Jota wasn't playing, it's all ifs and buts. But I just think that Celtic, rather than look at the negatives of that, they deserve every plaudits that's go.
And thank you very much to James in the north of the city. Give us a call, please. 01419511025. Still here for another bit. Maybe we'll squeeze in some reaction to the game from Brendan Rodgers. It depends how busy Gabs is over there. See if he can get to it. Ryu says Celtic holding our own now against Europe's elite. Improvement in our European performance has been magnificent. Only the start. Plenty more to come. Another one, great performance. Can be proud. Back to domestic business to tidy up another treble. So a lot of praise coming out. The ego has landed. Says going toe to toe with one of the biggest and best teams in Europe. 13 points clear. League Cup in the bag. Treble still on. Millions to strengthen. It is brilliant to be a Celtic fan right now. 0141 951 1025. Give us a shout right now if you can, and we'll do our very best to speak to you next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Marvin Bartley and Gordon DL are here. It's 0141 951 1025. Or Twitter at Clyde SSB. We're in the final stages of tonight's show. It's a bit of an epic. Stayed on for the big game to see if Celtic could pull something off, and they very nearly did. Took it to the death. 94th minute when Bayern Munich scored 1-1 on the night. A good result in isolation, but one that sees Celtic exit the Champions League. How would you sum it up, Callum and East Kilbride?
Tough. A really, really tough one to take at the end. I thought the team were superb for the first minute. They were brilliant. I think that to going into tonight's game, Celtic had to some way try and do that Atlanta performance, but almost better that by having an attacking option. Almost like the Leipzig home game, how good we were attacking. We almost needed that and that Atlanta defensive performance collectively to try and get something tonight. For 93 minutes, Celtic had done that to an absolute T. I mean, the first half, they had so many chances where they were just unfortunate not to get on the end of it. The ball from Hatate and Engels, and then he cuts it across to Dizan Maiden. He's just 5 seconds earlier, he's tapping that in. So I was so, so close, but we do so well not to kind of feel sorry for ourselves and come out second half and concede early. We settle into the game again. And for any Scottish kid that's out there, because there's a real Scottish mentality of always give up, Dizan Maeda is the opposite. See, when the Ida plays the ball down the channel, and Dizan Maeda doesn't get the ball, and then he then chases it again, he causes that luck that Kuhn ends up getting. He makes that off his own back, and I thought Dizan Maeda was incredible. He put it up in Meccano and all sorts of places where he did they want to go. And I just really thought that we were exceptional, and it's just so gutting that you lose a goal like that. It's like world class goal, you can take it, but a goal like that, cut back, he's just trying to clear his line. Like a good save by Schmeichel, and it just falls to Alfonso Davies. So they threw Alisse, they threw Gnabry, Sané, Müller, Kane, they threw everybody they had, and yet it's Davies that scores, like the left back.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny what Callum's saying there about Maeda, because you know we hear that phrase, right? Say someone scores a goal or pulls off a pass and they say, yeah, he's the only player on the pitch that could have done that. And actually, I don't think that's really true usually, because everybody can pull off a lucky pass, a lucky... But truly, maybe Dyser Maeda is the only player in the Celtic team that can play that part in that goal.
Yeah.
Like literally, if they don't have him, you don't score that goal.
I think he's the only player on the pitch, Gordon, that does that. I really, really do. Because, you know, like Callum's saying there, Eder goes to play it down the channel, but he actually underhits it. And a lot of wingers would have just carried on running forward and then turned around and then tried to get back in. But Maeda reacts instantly. And I think that's what shocks a Bayern Munich player. Then all of a sudden, the ball's all over the place. Then he chases it again. And yeah, listen, he causes it all for Kuhn to go and score. It's magical from him. Really, really is. And, you know, a lot of Celtic fans have called up this season and said that Maeda was the most important player for Celtic. And I was thinking, you know, for me, Kuhn, the way he started the season, absolutely brilliant. But I'm in agreement with them now. He is everything that, you know, you want to build your team around Dyson Maeda. He's a fantastic footballer who works ever so hard. And don't get me wrong, at times, you know, he lacks that probably a little bit of finesse at the top end. But, you know, his work rate is second to none. I've never seen anything like it, if I'm honest.
What's the bit that will kind of keep you awake, Callum? Is it the missed chances in this game? Or do you now look at it as a package and actually think, oh, if we just played a bit better in that first half at Celtic Park?
I mean, right now, yeah, it definitely hurts. But as soon as I wake up tomorrow, it's just nothing but pride. Because everybody had Celtic written off, and even me included. Like, it was just going, it's just a level above. Like, I went to the home game, and I seen the level, and I just thought, oh, and they weren't brilliant, but they were good in the ball. And I just thought, away from home, notoriously, we've been quite poor away from home. And we done everything right. So yeah, when I wake up tomorrow, it'll be pure pride. And I think that they've done Scottish football a really good representation of what we've got here. And I think for young players out there that maybe want to move, like Arne Engels, to come to Celtic, I think it's a great advert for us, personally for our own club, to show young players that it's a good level to come to. We can compete against some top teams. We've played 9 Champions League games. And that'll be 10 actually. So we've played 10 Champions League games and only lost 3 games. Away to Dortmund, home to Bayern, and then away to a draw. So we've actually done really, really well considering the budgets and all that that comes with it. I was actually following up, Gordon. I don't know if you can remember quickly. I was away travelling for a wee while, and I spoke to Hugh Keevan. You're talking, it was Celtic Rangers game, and Gordon, you remember this? Gordon Dale, sorry, you remember this? Because I said it was something about, Hugh Keevan says something about, like, oh, it was almost Rangers victory, but Celtic won 2-1, the Bernardo goal at Celtic Park in the derby. And I said, oh, well, it was almost Quality Streets, but it was Heroes Chocolate. Do you remember that?
It rings a bell, Gordon. Yeah. Tommy's rumbling tonight, though. He's hungry. We've been in here for a long time.
Oh, I can't. I don't.
Proud of that line, Callum.
It's not even that, because I remember I was going to Asia to travel the month after that, and Hugh Keevan says, "I'll see you here in May." I said, "Well, I think we'll be back in May." And I says, "Don't worry." And he, at the time, he was talking about Clermont, and he was talking about, I'm going on a tangent here, but he was talking about Clermont being a real deal, and how full circle it's came to me now that. Now that I've came back, and in the space of, what, last 10 days, like 12 days, Rangers have lost to Queen's Park at Ibrox, and we've lost 3-2 in aggregate to Bayern Munich. Like,
full, it does sound like something Hugh would say, to be fair. You can get him here on Friday night. That sounds like something.
Yeah, and come on, give them that line about the Quality Street and the Heroes.
Did you have any of that pizza?
I might
came
use
in
that.
Here at the break. I mean, it's a long
I didn't have any pizza, no.
You're an athlete these days, aren't you?
Yeah, you don't get into shape eating pizza.
Absolutely right. Now, thank you very much to Callum, who was on the line there. Callum in East Kilbride. Are we going to get Brendan Rodgers in time?
Come on, Brendan.
I think it's leaning towards maybe a no. We've still got about 5 minutes or so left, so we'll see. And they're quite easy to predict. He will be using these words. Pride, money, all the callers have been mentioning progress. What's his one that he's been saying out throughout the campaign? He felt there was a real maturity now about Celtic. Is that probably the best way? Take an even bigger view of it. Brendan Rodgers' first spell, he lost the 3-0, was it? So semi-heavily in the Allianz. He certainly had doings against some big teams. People said it would be the same when he came back. And then it was. Mm. Dortmund happened and everyone said, this is just the same. It's just the same thing. Except it's not really now, is it?
No, they're improving. Of course they are. He's got better quality players in, younger players, great energy about the team as well. As I say, I think that if you've got a sort of a look at Celtic going forward, they need to maybe strengthen that bench a little bit. That's only nitpicking, Gordon. Tonight, they went up against a top quality team on their own back garden. And I thought they deserved to at least go to extra time. I thought they were brilliant tonight.
And this is maybe a conversation for another day, but on that, Marvin, it's also maybe important we don't get carried away in a bigger sense of, yes, Celtic would want one or two bits of quality added to the bench, but that doesn't necessarily mean you beat Bayern Munich. No. Like I said, tonight maybe it does, but Celtic just need to, again, keep plugging away at being that best version that they can sort of be. Are they ever really going to consistently beat teams like Bayern Munich? I think the answer is still no. And I know it feels great tonight. So the notion that let's go and add three quality players to that bench, it might not be that easy. And as one of the previous callers said, I know he's a touch older. So, but does Daizen Maeda stay? Is Kyogo's gone and Hattie, it's just very hard to keep doing that.
Yeah. Like you said, like bringing in two or three players doesn't mean that you beat Bayern Munich next time, because they're capable of bringing in two players that are worth £200 million, for example. You could bring in three quality players and draw them next season and lose, 5-1 on aggregate. It's just the way that football works. It's one of those things. But like you said, it's just about today for them. Absolutely brilliant. And Gordon had a really good point there when he said, Celtic has definitely improved. I think Brendan Rodgers as a manager has improved as well. I really, really do, because I know he denied it, but they've changed their setup, Gordon, and he's not stupid. He realised against Dortmund they got it wrong, and he took full responsibility for that. So he deserves all the praise at this moment in time that the players are getting for tonight's performance, because he set them up different tactically and he nearly got it right. He's 30 seconds away or a minute away from extra time.
And Gordon, it can't be easy. I get Celtic don't get that much credit at times here because they kind of should win most of their domestic games with the budget and so on. But that kind of mid-block or whatever you were calling it, and the way that it is compact and the distances, and Celtic clearly aren't working on that all the time. And you don't see, if you add it up with the midweek games and so on, you don't get loads of time in the training ground either, really. It's not like he set the team up that way in pre-season.
Yeah.
And really stuck to it. So fair play to him and to the players for buying in and being able to execute something like that.
Yeah, and it needs everybody to buy into it, because if you're going to set that, what they call the trigger press, everybody's got to be in the same wavelength, because if only one gets it wrong, teams like Bayern Munich with the quality play through you. That didn't happen tonight. That's why you can sit here and there'll be Celtic fans sitting picking out their favourites tonight. I thought collectively as a team tonight, Celtic were really at it. I really did. I think everyone done their job. Yes, there were a few tired legs, but a lot of them dug in deep tonight, put a lot into it. They will be tired, but they can come away from Germany feeling very proud of themselves because they've done very well.
There we are. It was a long night, it was an eventful night, and it was nearly a really famous night. Celtic fans fell a touch short in the end. A 1-1 draw away in the Allianz is a very good outcome generally, but as part of the bigger picture, it wasn't quite enough, and Bayern Munich progressed. Plenty of positives to get the teeth stuck into tomorrow, so make sure you join us then. You can see us here from 6 o'clock, and enjoy the rest of your night.